I will conclude this session with a thought that may not be shared by everybody. Many of us worry about academic integrity in the age of AI, but maybe it's time we rethink what originality means. The debate surrounding AI has often been polarizing, focusing on fears about assessment and especially about ensuring that whatever we assess must be the student's own work. However, the idea that individual creation is superior, that lone genius in the attic concept, may no longer make sense in this digital age. In fact, some of the best student essay in Molik's experiment, explained in his blog post, My Class Required AI, Here's What I've Learned So Far, came from those students who used AI as a co-editor. Students who learn to collaborate with AI produce the strongest work. So viewing AI in this way challenges traditional notions of originality. But most higher education policies value purely human work over AI-collaborated efforts. And this perspective can stigmatize students who use AI and discourage them from using this technology in their learning. Because AI-generated texts are not static, they are often edited, revised, and remixed by humans, so making it difficult to distinguish between human and AI contribution. As Sarah Eaton argues, the key is that even though people can relinquish control to artificial intelligence, humans remain responsible for the results. It is important to prepare young learners and university students for this reality, which is already the present. And when we have practicing lawyers citing imaginary cases in court just because they have found them on ChatGPT, then we have a problem and we need to do something.